You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Child abduction survivor and child safety advocate Elizabeth Smart will be in Western Wisconsin this evening. She's here for a town hall at the Barron High School gym beginning at 6:30. Her visit comes 2 months after 13-year-old Jamie Claus escaped after being kidnapped from her Barron home in October. The suspect, Jake Patterson, is also charged with murdering her parents, James and Denise. He recently sent a letter to Minneapolis television reporter Lou Ragus saying that he plans to plead guilty to those crimes when he returns to court on March 27th. I talked to Lou Ragus earlier today. He's a reporter for KARE-TV. Let's start with a look at Elizabeth Smart's visit. Why is she coming to Wisconsin?
Well, Elizabeth Smart is one of the few people in the United States who actually knows what Jamie Claus has been through, has experienced the same thing that she has. And the event is going to be a town hall, which means a question and answer event for the public. And I think it's a really good idea in a small town like that. There's about 3,000 people in Barron, Wisconsin, and Jamie Claus is literally the most recognizable person in that town now after all the coverage and everything when people were looking for her. And I think that a lot of people, you know, as expected, just don't exactly know the best way how to handle things, you know, like, how, you know, deal, you know, when they see her in public, you know, how to act and stuff like that. And I think having somebody like Elizabeth Smart come and explain what her experience was like when she returned home would really help a lot of people.
Now, shortly after Jamie Claus escaped and was found, Elizabeth Smart told CBS this morning that Claus's life would be forever changed. Here's a listen.
I mean, she will not be able to go back to who she was before she was kidnapped. I mean, she will never be able to just return to life before. But that doesn't mean that that's what has happened needs to destroy her future or needs to define her future.
Of course, to some extent, I think everybody's trying to give Jamie Claus her privacy. That said, what do we know about how she is doing today?
Well, she's staying with an aunt who is her guardian. Her name is Jennifer Smith. She lives in Barron, just on the other side of town from where Jamie lived with her parents. Of course, you know, the most heartbreaking thing is that returning home, Jamie's parents were both murdered. So she's back home. She's still in Barron. She's living with her aunt. And from what the family told me initially is that she does want to return to school in Barron. And that hasn't happened yet, and, you know, we don't know exactly what the plan is there. But from what we hear, she's doing well. They have a room made up for her in the house there, and they're just trying to get onto a routine.
Now, the community of Barron was very supportive while Jamie was missing and, of course, when she was found. It's been a couple of months since. Can you describe the feeling in that community now?
Well, you know, there was just that euphoria when she was found, and you know, a lot of people were maybe afraid that she might not come home alive, you know, whether they would say so out loud or not. So I think just that overwhelming joy that she came home, you know, is kind of settled into back to normal. And, you know, I think people are a little tired of TV cameras being in town and stuff like that. And that has really slowed down except for the court hearings for her accused abductor right now.
And a bittersweet feeling for the community and family. Of course, as you said, euphoria that Jamie was returned, but still the traumatic experience. She's been through the loss of her parents. You've talked to her grandparents, who, of course, lost a daughter in all of this. Very mixed emotions, I imagine.
Yeah, and I also talked with the brother and sister of her dad on the Claus side of the family. And that's part of this that has actually been kind of overshadowed because you know, there was that importance, the task at hand was to try to find Jamie and bring her home. And I think a lot of people kind of put that grief on hold. And once Jamie came home, a lot of people were able to grieve Jim and Denise Claus more than they initially were.
Now, of course, this kind of story of a long-term child abduction is very rare across the United States. That said, do people have a feeling like their safety has been taken away from them?
Definitely. One of the most heartbreaking things that I heard in the aftermath, actually, I heard this after Jamie was found alive, that there are children in Barron that have not slept in their own bedroom since this happened. And that just, you know, breaks your heart to imagine these kids too afraid to sleep in their own bedroom, sleeping on their parents' floor or whatever the situation is because they're afraid. And in a town like that, you know, it's kind of the cliche that you don't lock your doors, you trust everybody. But that's, I grew up in a town that size, and I know exactly how it is. And you feel like you know everybody. And then when something like that happens, they feel like, you know, who could have done something like this? It's like this breach of trust in a small community.
Lou Ragus is with us from Care 11 TV in Minneapolis, talking about the latest in Barron after the return of Jamie Kloss, an event there tonight featuring Elizabeth Smart. Lou, you wrote a couple times to the accused perpetrator while he was being held in jail. You got a response to your second letter. First of all, what kind of things were you asking him?
Well, you know, in general, if it's a major case, I will, and usually the suspect will be, you know, pleading not guilty, or they will be claiming that they did not do it. So I will write, you know, from the aspect like, you know, we really want to hear your side of this. Can you explain what have the police told us that's incorrect? You know, what's your, fill us in on your side? And that's kind of the approach I usually take. But since police told us that Jake Patterson confessed in such great detail, I kind of took a different approach, and I went at it like, can you tell us why you confessed? Why'd you confess in such great detail? What are your plans now? Are you going to drag this out to a trial, or are you going to plead guilty? And, you know, just kind of these lingering questions that were remaining, you know, without going into things that would really violate Jamie Kloss's privacy or security. Just questions about what led him to want to do this and things like that.
So in the mail, you got a letter back. Describe, first of all, the look of that letter.
Okay. Well, first of all, the letter that I sent, I just was, you know, just very straightforward. I had the questions actually numbered 1 through 11. And in the letter that I received, there was a stamp on the front that said, sent from the Polk County Jail, which is where he's held in Balsam Lake, and then another stamp on the back. And then on the return address, it said Jake Patterson, and it had the county jail return address. So, you know, right off the bat, it looked authentic, and I opened it up thinking, well, either this is going to be him telling me to go away and quit contacting me, or it's going to be a big deal. And I opened it up, and I saw how long the letter was, and I knew, well, there's a lot in here.
And folded up like a paper airplane, weirdly.
Yeah, it was folded up like a paper airplane, and a lot of what he had written had been scribbled out, and at the bottom he wrote that the scribbles mean that he was self-redacting. And he started out by saying, I don't know if I'm going to send this. I won't go into great detail. But then he did go into quite a bit of detail.
What detail struck you about what he said?
Well, the main thing was that he said that he's going to plead guilty, and he's going to do so at his next court hearing, which is on March 27th, and that he would have pled guilty on his last court hearing if they had allowed him to. I mean, that's just huge news for the case. And if he follows through with that, that would mean, you know, it would save Jamie Kloss from having to testify. And that's kind of one thing that was on a lot of our minds is, if this goes to trial, would there be a way to do the trial without having her testify and having to relive any of that, and you know, giving the accused killer and abductor a chance to see her again in person and so forth. And so that was really the main question on my mind, and he directly answered that. And it's you know, it remains to be seen whether he follows through with that, but that was the most interesting part to me.
And do we learn anything in the letter about why he did this horrific thing that he's now confessed to doing?
Well, kind of yes and no. He said a lot of things such as it's complicated. There wasn't any one reason. He said that he was really mad at the time that it happened. He didn't, quote, want to do it, but he claims that it was done on mostly impulse. And, you know, that's up for interpretation. What does that mean, done on impulse? Because police gave us details of supposedly planning it out, you know, to a pretty great extent. I guess my personal interpretation of that would mean that he was driving behind that bus one morning and happened to see Jamie Kloss getting onto the bus, and then that on impulse decided to do the crime then, and then carried it out over several days later.
What now are the next steps in the court proceedings?
Well, his next court hearing is his arraignment, where he would enter a plea. And usually, in almost every case, even if they eventually do plead guilty, at the arraignment they would plead not guilty, because there's just so much procedural things that have to go through in the court process. And so if he steps in there and pleads not guilty at his arraignment, that would be, you know, very rare and unique for a murder case.
If he pleads guilty in the arraignment.
If he pleads guilty, yeah.
We'll leave it there for now. Lou, thanks for sharing the latest on the story with us.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Lou Ragus is a reporter for KARE-TV in Minneapolis. We talked to him about the latest developments in the Jamie Kloss case. The suspect, Jake Patterson, recently wrote Lou a letter from the Polk County Jail and said he will plead guilty later this month to killing Jamie's parents and abducting her. Tonight, child abduction survivor Elizabeth Smart will hold a town hall at the Barron High School gym. The event runs from 6:30 to 7:30. Admission is free and open to the public.